Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
You know, normally I should just clear the phone lines after Nolan Finley's on lately because, you know, I mean, are you out to left field? The guy can't name a single world leader, not even one that he respects. He couldn't even name a world leader. The former president of Mexico. Yeah, we're going with that guy. One of the listeners asking if the Detroit News is even relevant anymore. Probably not. Newspaper endorsements mean pretty much zero, but it is interesting to get his take on things. Real quickly, though, Kevin in Williamston with some thoughts. Kevin, welcome to the program. Go.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Real quick, I tell you what, you know, bottom line is this. Voter fraud, if she wins, voter fraud's what's going to take this for her. What in the world are the Republicans doing right now to try to circumvent what's going on in all these swing states for voter fraud? I'll hang up and I will listen to you, okay?
You know, I don't know what they're doing, but it's a concern that people have raised. I don't know. I think that, you know, a better candidate would have had a wider lead, but who knows? Chris in Kalamazoo, what's on your mind?
I think that Gary is trying to appeal to the youth by advocating for marijuana, and I think he's smoked a little too much of that stuff because he's forgot his mind a few times.
He's a little bit lost, isn't he? I mean, you look at the guy; it's like he just left, you know, the hookah lounge. What he looks
put
like.
Put the pipe down, Gary.
Exactly.
Put the pipe down.
Step away from the pipe, Gary. All right, Chris, thanks for checking in. The Common Sense Hotline for you, 888-900-9966. By the way, exactly two polls out since the debate on Monday that would take into account the debate on Monday. One, today the Rasmussen Report has Hillary Clinton ahead by one, and a PPP poll, which is a Democratic-leaning poll, has Hillary Clinton ahead by four. Okay, so let's do the basic math. Divide in half, 2.5% lead. So nothing has really changed. We'll see, you know, his poll numbers are collapsing, claims Nolan Finley with no evidence to back it up. Just throws that out there, and I'm a little embarrassed for him on that. Anyhow, Bill Shugart, our next guest. We're switching gears a little bit. Turning to the green themes of America, tree-hugging and bunny-loving and hurting the poor. Bill, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning from the Rocky Mountains.
Where are you?
I'm in Logan, Utah.
Nice piece of real estate you got there. Little loud on the phone, but we'll do our best here. So tell me about these green policies that hurt the poor that least can afford it.
Well, there are two policies behind this problem. Number one are the heavy subsidies from state, federal, and local governments for green energy alternatives to fossil fuels. But I think more importantly are mandates that many states have adopted that require the public utilities in the state to generate power by something like 25 or 30% of their power from so-called renewable energy sources.
Sure.
Sun and the wind.
Yeah. And Oregon has outlawed coal altogether here in a few years, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And what does that mean? I mean, energy bills in Canada have gone up 350% in Ontario alone since they did the same thing. There's not a coal-fired plant left in Ontario, Canada anymore. And I'm told that by the end of this year, rates will have gone up a total of 500% since that process began just 2 or 3 years ago.
I've seen those numbers, too. And, however, the next president continues the current president's war on coal, we're not going to have any coal-fired plants left either. And, electric power is regulated at the state level. Anything that raises the cost of generating power, pretty much all of it gets passed through to consumers in the form of higher prices.
But if Hillary Clinton is elected president, not only will we have this, we'll have a whole hell of a lot more of it, because they'll tell us not only what light bulb we can use and how much water we can use to flush our toilets, but the regulations will extend to the mud puddles in your driveway. The regulations will extend to pretty much everything you do. And these automated cars that are becoming so popular in design right now, they'll force people into automated cars and dictate when we can drive, where we can go, how long we can go, how far we can go, all of these things. Or they'll put chips in the car that you and I use so they can tax every mile that we go. Another plan by the Democrats. The amount of regulation coming at us will be overwhelming.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But then again, back in 2008, Hillary Clinton said that we would have 100 mile per gallon automobiles on the road in the next 4 years. Where are they? So we're going to lose jobs. We're going to lose have more expensive energy, and so things are not looking good.
No, and the people that can least afford 500% increases in electricity and so forth would be people at the bottom end of the income ladder. Where can people find out more about what you guys are writing about and the challenges we face with the the power plan, the clean power plan, and all these, the Waters of America and all these other plans that affect us? Where can people find out more, Bill?
There are two places. One is the Independent Institute in Oakland, California, where I'm the research director. And all so that's independent.org. But also here in Logan, we have a public policy center called Strata that's exclusively devoted to energy issues, and that is Strata, STRATA.org.
All right, Bill. I greatly appreciate your time, and next time hopefully we'll have a little bit more. Enjoy the time in Logan, Utah. Beautiful place.
It sure is. Thank you very much.
There you have it. All right, we're going to catch up on a couple of calls here real quickly. Glenn checking in on the Common Sense Hotline from Dansville today. Glenn, welcome to the program.
Morning, Steve. Hey, I don't know why we get wrapped up in all these details and the debate and who said what and who did what when one candidate is actively trying to destroy the United States of America and being paid by outside sources to do that and will take it apart. We know that. What do all the details matter? I don't see why people like one of your callers get all wrapped up in, oh, we didn't get the perfect Republican Christian candidate that would fit my
The problem is, Glenn, most people aren't smart enough to see through that and realize that what you're saying is in large measure true, that the America that you and I were born into is being destroyed. Back in a minute on the Steve Gerber Show, and I'll take more calls.